This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill, something unusual happened in the wee hours of Saturday morning, just before Congress adjourned. Lawmakers passed four fairly significant health care bills on AIDS, bioterrorism, the National Institutes of Health, and children's health insurance. All four were supported by Republicans and Democrats. But that's not the only thing that's unusual about this story. One lawmaker very nearly kept all four of the bills from becoming law. Here to explain is NPR's Julie Rovner. Now, Julie, who was this congressman with so much power?
His name is Joe Barton. He's a Republican of Texas, and he's the outgoing chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Obviously, the Democrats are taking over, so he's not going to be chairman anymore. He spent the better part of the last 2 years working on legislation to overhaul the way the National Institutes of Health gets funded. He wants to do it less by disease and body part. Now we have the National Cancer Institute or the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and do it more over how science gets done in general. Now we have the whole human genome. We look at things across institutes. Now, there were really three fairly remarkable things about this NIH bill. One, as you mentioned, it was bipartisan. One was that he got basically all the scientific and patient groups to buy into this. Perhaps the most remarkable thing at all is that he kept all of the controversial things that tend to ride on these NIH bills off of it. There was nothing about stem cell research, nothing about fetal tissue research. It was clean of all of those things. It got passed by the House 414-2. The bad news was that it happened the day before Congress left for its election recess, kind of late in the session.
Now, and meanwhile, the Senate was working on other health bills.
That's right. The Senate was not really working on the NIH bill. The Senate had been busy working on a big bioterrorism public health preparedness bill, also a bipartisan bill, spearheaded by Senator Richard Burr, a Republican of North Carolina, and Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. That was a bill that passed in this lame duck session. Again, it had taken quite a while to put that bipartisan bill together, along with an AIDS bill, the Ryan White bill, a reauthorization of those AIDS program that had been stuck in basically a formula fight between states that had a lot of AIDS patients, had been getting a lot of money, states that had emerging AIDS patients, so they were growing fast but didn't have so many AIDS patients. They finally struck a compromise, but again, it was late, so it just passed.
Now, Julie, I'm keeping score here. So the Senate passed its two bills. Then what happened?
Well, what happened then is the poker game that we so often see at the end of the session, which is that Barton said to the Senate, okay, you've got my NIH bill. If you pass that, then I'll pass your two bills, your AIDS bill and your bioterror bill. And Barton, being the chairman of the relevant committee, gets to do that. So that's where we were. And that's sort of how we tend to see things at the end of this session.
And because this is an interesting story, we can expect twists and turns. You add another issue into the mix.
Indeed. Then, all of a sudden, we had 17 states that were saying, lo and behold, we're going to run out of money for the state children's health insurance program, and we're going to run out of that money in the early part of the year, which means Congress needed to do something before it went home for the end of the year. And in fact, one of the states that had extra money to spare was Texas, Joe Barton's home state. So what happened? We got a bunch of senators who say, we're going to put a hold on this NIH bill. We're not going to let the NIH bill go through unless you, Congressman Barton, let this SCHIP funding bill go through. So now we have this double blackmail going on.
All this at the 11th hour, at the end of the session. So what happened?
Literally at the 11th hour, somewhere around 2 o'clock in the morning between Friday and Saturday, everybody sat down in a room, and indeed, they cut a deal. And all four bills were freed, and all four bills passed.
Julie, if all these bills were so important, why were they left to the 11th hour?
Because it takes a long time to get compromises on these issues. Nobody compromises until they absolutely have to.
A little bit of pressure always helps.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Julie Rovner.